Yay. Well, here we go. Good evening. It's December 18th, 2012, as we near the end of a very, very interesting cycle of time. A very powerful 25-year cycle that began in 1987 is coming to a conclusion this weekend. So it's a very exciting time because a lot of things have occurred. A lot of very, very powerful things have occurred energetically to all of us, quite honestly. And the information we're going to share tonight about the Earth Star Chakra and the Soul Star Chakra are actually a result of the quickening and the rising of the energy over these 25 years, in the sense that this information has gotten revealed and gotten shared. It used to be that the focus was on the 12 in-body chakras, but now the information that's coming through in many, many different circles is now about additional chakras within the body, but also without the body, on the outside. And these particular chakras are serving as focal points of energy, both from the earth and from the heavens, if you will. And so tonight we get a chance to explore both of them. And as we're in the middle between these two, we're going to go ahead and find out what they're about, and also find out what it is, how we can use them to support us in a very, very powerful way, especially in these very, very shifting and changing times as energy is shifted and quickly moved. So I think we'll start here by going ahead, and there's a chant right there, the Wani Wachiolo. I've used it before. Typically it's used in root chakra, but we're using the Earth Star, which is almost like a deeper, more solid, more rooted root, as opposed to our own root chakra. It is how we are actually tethered and connected to the earth, and this is a very, very nourishing and cleansing particular chakra. So we're going to just start off with this little native chant. I'm going to use one of the rattles. I just picked up a new rattle. I was out in Sedona. And it's a rawhide rattle made by a particular, looks like Navajo, because of the markings on it. So I'm going to kind of run this in the background. I'm going to sing the Wani Wachiolo Wakan Katanka. Basically translates, I stand here balanced between Grandmother Earth and Grandfather Sky, between the Earth Star Chakra and between the Soul Star Chakra. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka. 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 One more. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka. And so it is. Whenever we're thinking of the body in relation to chakras, and especially in the North American and South American continent, the Native American music is a very, very powerful and potent vehicle that really will very quickly get us to the earth and get us to be grounded, whether we're aware of chakras or not. It just has a vital frequency that is such a part of our history and probably many incarnations that we have come and gone on, where we pick up and connect with the various energies of the Native tribes and their connection with the earth. So anytime we do one, we are making our earth connection, but this one is particularly unique in that it's calling for the heavens and the earth. And that's why tonight I put together the Earth Star and the Soul Star, because both of these elements are calling from frequencies from different locations and from different ends of the spectrum, and we are the meeting place of these energies. And if you will, the heart center is the central location of all of our chakras. So in a sense, all of the work that's coming in and the energy coming in from both of those chakras is meeting and empowering the heart center. And we'll see how that works a little bit later as we do a specific kind of a guided journey that I'm going to lead us on. Okay, so I just want to say I might be doing some coughing tonight or clearing my throat. I apologize in advance for that. But let's look at our support page here. There's a lot of stuff, but for this one I have a lot of proclamations and affirmation. Partly because my throat was a bit compromised, but partly also because using the voice to make these statements and make these claims is a powerful act of using the frequency of the earth and also pulling in a sense energy from that soul star chakra, which actually contains, if you will, the blueprint of who we are. It contains our soul purpose, our life purpose, all that information in coded form. It's contained in images and archetypes and other impressions, and we can access that particular bit of information because the information was put into it at the point of our incarnation. Prior to arriving here on this planet, we had made a decision about what it was we are here to do, the life purpose, what it is that we have in terms of our soul purpose, in terms of clarity, lessons learned, opportunities to move through, things to clear up. And it's easy once we incarnate to forget all of that information. Well, the soul star has actually acted as a bit of a library for us. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to look at that in actual the second half of our experience. Let's do more Earth Star right now. Let's go to the affirmation right below the chant we just did. Actually, before we do that, I want us to go up to the Hung Vajrupe, which is a Tibetan protection chant. And I always like to start early with one of these, this particular chant, and also with the speaking of our true name. So we're going to speak this particular chant 7 times, and remind you that this chant puts a cocoon of light and energy around us and a sphere of energy that puts us in a specific protective state. Now, it isn't necessarily protective because we're thinking nasty things are going to happen, although it does keep that energy out. It's more about just keeping our frequency intact and putting ourselves within that framework of the Hung Vajrupe. It will allow us to stay current with our energy system as it is right now without losing it to outside influence. So we're going to go ahead and speak the Hung Vajrupe 7 times. So take a breath. Hung Vajrupe, 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 Hung Vajrupe. And so it is, and so it is. Now, a reminder that when we speak our name that we incarnated with, the name on our birth certificate, our first, our middle, and last name, however many of those names are, depending upon our culture, we are doing 3 things with that. The name itself actually contains, in my experience and understanding of these times, it contains also the blueprint and the DNA coding of what we are, and it speaks immediately to the cells to call them back to their place of alignment. So when I speak Mark Stanton Welch, I am doing it with the intention that I'm calling myself home, if you will. I'm calling my awareness back to the place of great clarity. I'm calling myself back to balance. It's as if the cells respond in a way, once they hear that name, they respond and line up like they did when we incarnated. So it's a very, very powerful use of a frequency that was given to us. Secondly, it calls forth all of the energies and the etheric beings and the vibrations that are aligned to our frequency. In other words, the angels, the guides, the teachers, they are specifically responsive to a frequency. And when I speak my name, I call and call in the access and the help of those particular etheric beings. So it's a powerful way to get inspiration, a powerful way to get additional protection. It's a powerful way to help find the car keys. It's a powerful way to help just get insight. All of these things. It's very, very potent to call in that guidance and to actually help us know that we are not alone. And never have been. And then finally, the third thing, very much like the Hung Vajrapay, it surrounds us in a cocoon of light, and a cocoon of energy that basically protects us by maintaining the frequency of identification, the true frequency that we are. Every one of these chakra clearings is about bringing our vibration back up. The moments of living since the point that we incarnated have been robbing us of our frequency, have been basically by us holding on to unexpressed energies, that the events of living have had impact. We have not been supported in releasing the energy, the emotional energy, the vibration, the physical energy, the etheric energy of the events of our living. And so a lot of that is just basically stored within the body until further notice. And the further notice is really when we start getting contact from the body, when it starts speaking to us through sensation, through pain, through discomfort, through numbness, through dis-ease, through disharmony. All of those things are callings from the energy that's been sustained within us for us to go ahead and consciously release that old stuff. When we ignore it by overly medicating or diverting ourselves or not allowing our emotion to express, it only wants to talk louder. So the power of the chakras is that they have a tendency to gather like-energied experiences. So in the heart chakra, there's a tendency to gather issues that have to do with the love in terms of its expression, lack of expression, feelings of value, feelings of being loved, being able to give love, all of those. So each chakra has a tendency to just sort of align those frequencies, and it's a very convenient thing. So when I start to work with that chakra, then basically I'm releasing any experiences from the past and from even past lives that have been sustained in that area. So as we go to the Earth Star Chakra, we are realizing that what we're doing here with this one is really working on a deep level our foundation that has transcended lives. And it is in this particular chakra that we begin to feel and access the true power of the planet Earth. And because the Earth is going through its own vibrational shifts right now, as has been documented, we are in symbiotic relationship with the Earth, and therefore we have also the energy that we're picking up from the Earth actually going through her changes. That's applied also to the experiences and the personal changes that each of us are going through as we cleanse and clear in these really, really magnificent times. So the Earth Star Chakra is a critical, critical element for allowing us access, conscious access, to the power and the cleansing power and the foundational energy and the strength of the Earth frequency. The idea of grounding is fully solidified with the knowledge of the Earth Star Chakra. The Earth Star Chakra itself is about 18 inches below the feet. It is almost a flat little cylinder. The shape is kind of amorphous, but basically it's bigger than our body. So, in other words, we can stand on it like a plate. It is always directly below our feet, and it is always running energy to and from us. It runs it up through the left leg like a conduit, like a tube of energy, and moves it up. It's the sustenance of the Earth. It's the vibration of foundation. It's the power. It's the strength. All of that frequency coming from the Earth moves into us, and it also has a cleansing power. It moves out anything that is of lower vibration than that which our design is. So it's very discerning in terms of taking things that no longer fit. It has been working since we incarnated. The truth is that it has kept us probably in much better shape than we deserve to be without having the awareness. But these things are by design. And the beauty of these times is that the design is beginning to reveal itself. So all that we were taught about the limitations of the body, the limitations of the etheric selves, these things are beginning to fall apart because the true design is so much more and so much more powerful and so much more amazing than what we've been allowed to believe in. So these are controversial times at the same time. So I invite us to use these particular chakras and to use these techniques and activities with awareness and with intention, and also with the ability to observe and be aware about their particular effect upon you. You know, doubt is a powerful thing, and doubt will interfere with the outcome of anything. So as a new thought or a new, a person who's conscious, we are open to the idea that there is so much more than what appears to be. So with that in mind, we are going to allow that energy to move up through the body, And then it goes through each of the chakras and all the energies within the body and then cleanses out any vibration and frequency that is of a lower frequency than our design and sends it right down the right leg, out through the right foot, back into the earth star chakra, and that energy is then utilized by the earth just as energy to be used for the highest good of all involved. So knowing this is going on is a powerful thing, because we can begin to access, as we feel out of sorts, as we feel like we're leaving our body because of the traumas of life, because of the difficulties of our moments, we can become aware and call upon the frequency of the earth through the earth star and also the root chakra to allow us to reconnect and find our solidity, if you will, on the earth again and be solidly in our body, where then we have all of our faculties capable and available to us to deal with what is before us. So with the earth star, we're going to do a little bit of a, I have this affirmation we were going to, but I sort of drifted off. Let's start with the affirmation, then we're going to do the earth star chant here, and then I'm going to lead you through a bit of a guided meditation, or a guided journey, more or less. So the affirmation here is, I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. So let's speak that together two times. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. All right. Putting that energy out becomes a magnet for those experiences to come forth and to show themselves through example in our lives. And I'm realizing that we were going to speak the name, and I don't think we actually spoke our name. There's so much information coming in that I kind of get out of the way sometimes, and, you know, who knows? It just drifts and moves. So here we are. Let's go ahead and speak our true name, our first, middle, and last name, because we know it has the three capacities of what it can do for us. So become solidly in the body and become protected and become filled with the opportunity for guidance by speaking our first and middle and last name three times. I'm sorry. On the count of three, we're just going to speak it out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Again, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Again, one, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. And again, one, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. Now, I hope you weren't saying Mark Stanton Welch. Power of suggestion. Of course, you would use your own name. All right, move down to the Earth Star song. Now, the reason this little song, it's called an intentional song. And it's an intentional song because it brings awareness to an element of our physiology, if you will, our energetic physiology. And by doing this, it brings the awareness and attention. So, and the awareness and the attention are basically the vehicle that stimulates the access and stimulates the capacity of that particular earth star chakra to work for it. So that's why these little songs come through. So I'm going to run through it one time, and then we're going to sing it two more. Calling on the Earth Star, activate the Earth Star. Send me the power of the Earth through my left for foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the Earth. Solid on the earth, again, calling on the earth star, activate the earth star, send me the power of the earth through my left for foundation, cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out, constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth, solid on the earth. One more time. Calling on the earth star, activate the earth star. Send me the power of the earth through my left for foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth, solid on the earth, solid on the earth, solid on the earth. So it is. My apologies on my singing, but hey, I'm doing it. Even though I'm kind of like doing the one note psalm tonight. One pitch is what I got. But anyway, we do it anyway. We keep showing up. So here we are. Take a breath and be aware of your feet and be aware that below them 18 inches is this frequency platform of vibration, the Earth Star, and through the left foot, you can feel and see the energy as it comes up through the left side and moves and sweeps through the body and then goes out the right side. Very much like a roto-rooter, like a colonic. It's a continual process of just moving and clearing and empowering and cleansing. It's a beautiful process that works 24/7, whether we are aware of it or not. When we become aware of it and call upon its resources, that's when it starts to really begin to be useful, even more so. So we're going to go on a little bit of a visualization here and a little journey. And essentially what I'm going to do is we're going to go through each of the seven in-body chakras, the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the brow, and then the crown. And we're going to consciously run the energy from the Earth Star through each of those chakras one at a time in an ascending order up, with the intention that the vibration of the earth coming through will cleanse out any frequency contained in that chakra, any energy that is of lower vibration. In other words, energetic memory, experiences that have been unprocessed, woundings that are energetically still held in the tissues and in those chakras, we are going to invite them to be pulled out and to be cleansed and sent down the right leg right into the earth. I'm going to take a little tea here. So becoming aware of the feet, what we're going to do is feel that the vibration, the energy up through the left foot, we feel it coming up through the left leg, up about to the hips, and then it moves across through the root chakra at the perineum there, cleansing any vibration, any old foundational issues, any woundings, any issues regarding survival, any issues and challenges and patterns that have to do with any of our needs being met. Those are all cleansed energetically, and they are sent down the right leg, out the right foot, into the Earth Star chakra, and the energy is transformed and used for the highest good. Now, with that energy and that conduit still running, we're going to go ahead and now bring it up a little farther. And by the end of the time, we'll have seven conduits running through each of the chakras, being fed and nurtured by the Earth Star energy of the Earth. So we're bringing the energy up now and moving it up past the first chakra into the second chakra, the sacral chakra, about 3 inches below the navel, about the small of the back. And we're going to send it through there to cleanse out any woundings, any issues that have to do with compromise, any vibrational issues regarding our own unhappiness, issues of no passion, issues related to any abuses that may have occurred to us, all of the fear energy and the frequency that's fed to us by our own experience, as well as the culture itself, is cleansed and cleared. And it is replaced by the high vibration and the true vibration for each of us. And that energy moves down the right side. Gosh, it's getting more difficult here to talk. Moving down the right side to be cleansed and sent out of the right foot into the Earth Star chakra and then used as energy by the planet. Moving now again with the first and second chakras, still running the conduit through them, nurturing and maintaining the vibration of there. We move now through the left and the energy moves up past the first, past the second, and now into the solar plexus, where any issues that have to do with the blockage of will, with our ability to make decisions, those things are being cleansed and cleared. And then the energy moves out the right side, down the right leg, through the Earth Star, into the Earth to be used as vibration and energy for other higher purposes. Keeping all three of those going, we now allow the energy to move up through from the left leg into the heart chakra, clearing out any of the woundings in the lower vibrational frequencies there. Allowing it to move down the right side and out the Earth Star chakra. And with those four still going, we bring the energy up and the awareness of that vibration and power of the earth to come up through the left side, past the heart chakra, up into the throat, hopefully clearing out the phlegm that I've got all stuck around those vocal cords, and basically clearing out all of the unexpressed, all of the issues that have been the compromises and the miscommunications, any lower vibration energy that is compromising that throat chakra is cleared and cleansed and goes right out the right side, down the right leg, and out. Again, with all five of those still working, we bring the energy through the left and up into and past the throat into the third eye to clear out the vision center, to decalcify any of the actual glands and up in that area, the pituitary and the pineal, to clear out any frequency and vibration there that is blocking our capacity to have insight, to have our own intuition working fully, and to basically to prevent us from having any sense of vision or intention. We cleanse all of those frequencies out, and we send them down the right side, out through the Earth Star Chakra. And finally, with all of those going, we bring the energy up the left side, and then we allow it to move completely through all of the chakras up to the top, to the crown, where it clears out any of the misinformation, any of the misperceptions, any of the lack of connection with our own higher self, anything that is holding us back frequency-wise. And then we send it down through the right side, out through the bottom of the foot, into the Earth Star Chakra, cleansing and clearing all of that energy is then transformed for use in the highest good of all involved. And so it is. So this particular visualization, we can keep this going for the entire time. And at the end, we can consciously let go of it so that the Earth Star Chakra is just doing its normal routine, or you can keep it going. The fact that it keeps moving through each of the chakras is the idea that it's maintaining and holding that frequency there. I'm starting to become actually concerned about whether you can understand me or not. I'm hoping you can. I just got this little blockage there. Could someone give me some feedback? I mean, is it still working for you?
This is Jan, Mark. I can hear you.
Okay, you can understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll press on. Yay. Okay. Let's move now to the soul star. And let's talk about this. Because the soul star is a very, very fascinating chakra that is just beginning to reveal itself in terms of our awareness. And I'm just going to do a couple little sounds here to activate that and to bring awareness to that. Just some tinkling bell sounds and some bowls. Feel these sounds as they move around the crown and up into the 18 inches above the head where the soul star chakra is. You can feel the lighter sounds of the bells as they clear out any lower frequency debris. And one more if I can do it. Okay. I'm going to borrow from a source that I use quite often. It's called The Complete Book of Chakra Healing, and it's by an author named Cindy Dale, who I really believe is one of the premier authorities in terms of the new information on the chakras. And I find her stuff very, very cutting edge, and I find it very inspirational and very informational as well. So I invite you, if you'd like, to immerse yourself in Chakra Land, to look up that book. Her talk about, it's called the soul star, and it is considered the seat of our soul. And this particular chakra communicates through images, through archetypes, through patterns and numbers and basic symbols. In other words, we are given information that has special meaning to us through the symbol itself. It's a very fascinating and kind of a Jungian kind of energy that goes on in this communication there. So let me say, basically this chakra works just like one of our physical cells. It contains our soul genes, the programs underlying the choices we have made regarding our physical body, emotional states, and mental beliefs. Within this chakra lie the fundamental seeds of our soul purpose and information regarding our life purpose and our life tasks. This is really critical information. Dang it. It's critical information because many of us have forgotten what it is we're here to do and what it is that we are about. The beauty of the design is that the information is still contained within the frequency of this mushroom-shaped kind of a bit of an urn. It's shaped like that. It's cylinder-like. It's wider than our shoulders, but it basically is shaped such that information drops into it and it holds these frequencies in multidimensional ways. And what is beautiful is that we can access at any time that information. And so tonight's opportunity, especially in light of the December 21 energies and the shifts that are going on, it's really nice to be able to play with this as a possibility, to actually work with this to see if we can actually get access to the information that is there. So many people are going, what am I here for? What is my purpose? That is such a common statement. Well, we know our purpose, and it's essentially contained within this energy field. And so what we're doing here now is accessing that energy field. So really about 18 inches above or about the width of or the length of your hand, your arm stretched out above your head, which I think is a little more than 18 inches, but it's about right there. Another thing about it is that all healing must be locked into the ninth chakra to be completely integrated into the soul star. In other words, this is the template of our design in the physical. And what that means is that what we hold in vision and intention in the soul star chakra is then downloaded into our physical, and it begins to contribute to the form of how we show up in this dimension. When that chakra is blocked or we don't have access to it, we are more susceptible to the misinformation and the misguidance that we have had and that we've grown up with. And so we begin to see ourselves strictly with limitations and that we are born to just decay. Well, I believe by the design, nothing is further from the truth. We have remarkable capacity that's just beginning to reveal itself. So accessing this soul star chakra, and especially with the, we're going to do a little visualization as well here. And I think that we'll go ahead and activate that and activate your access to it. Let me say one more thing. Only by healing the soul body, which is the etheric body through which the soul star is the access point to it, can we be assured that we are not just going to repeat our lessons over and over? By actually using the information here, we get insight, we get opportunity, and then the higher self starts to take over and attract and magnetize experiences that reflect this powerful intention. So here's how we're going to do this. We are going to first of all, begin to feed and to seed the vision of what we have and want to have within that particular framework, within that soul star. We're going to use the idea of how it can heal and manifest the physical. We're going to go ahead and put the intention of the physical world, the physical body, the physical health, all of those elements that we desire. So in other words, well, I don't think it needs to be other words. It's just whatever you feel is what you desire for your physical self, for your physical world, for your physical experience. Let's go ahead and just intend that and put it and visualize it going into that particular soul star chakra and holding there, and then we'll go ahead and do something with it. So put your intentions in there and see it and get this, the experience of what it is. If it's healing a condition, if it's changing the form and the shape of things for you, just let that go. So we're going to give it about a minute. And I'm going to invite each of you to go ahead and to picture that. We're planting energetic seeds so that the notes can be made manifest through that particular process. So go ahead and do that. And I'll be back in 1 minute. I'm going to see if I can work on my throat a little bit. Okay. Now that we put in some information there, and we put in a sense, dropped in the seeds of what we intend, what we're going to do now is allow it very much like a wash. You know how those shower heads where you have the big round one and the water just falls down on us? That's the visualization of this complete energetic wash of the vibration. But the vibration itself is actually containing the actual seeds and the information as it washes through from the crown down towards the Earth Star Chakra. So we reverse directions now. We're going to move down and let that shower of vibration come down. In other words, this is the information that is putting into each of the chakras the intention we have for our physical experience and for our physical self and our physical dimension. So as it moves down, it hits the crown. And it washes through and cleanses out any misinformation, misguidance, lack of access, lack of guidance, lack of openness. Moving now into the visual center, the third eye, it cleanses and clears and implants the new visions, the things that we will attend to, and the things that we will magnetize and draw into our own awareness that we'll pay attention to. And it moves now down into the throat. And in the throat itself, it begins to clear out the capacity to ever compromise ourselves through our spoken word again. In other words, we want to attend to the vision. We want to attend to our attention. And then by speaking only that, we call forth and magnetize those experiences into our life as opposed to the previous forms. It moves down through now to the heart. And in the heart chakra, our vision, our intention is completely infused with love and held with that core vibration of the building essence of the universe. We pull that in, and we pull it in and give the actual energetic spark plug to the vision. And it moves now down to the solar plexus, this beautiful wash of light, this beautiful wash of vibration. And in the solar plexus, we put it into action. It empowers us to be able to make the decisions that keep us on the path, that open us to the guidance that comes in and allows us to take the steps forward to make manifest in our reality. And now the energy moves down to the second chakra. And here it infuses our emotion and allows anything of lower vibration emotion to be cleared that is not in alignment with our intention. It activates the creative essence. It activates our passion and allows us to be able to use those to celebrate and experience and invest ourselves in the actual manifestation of what it is we desire. And it is this exuberance that brings more of the form to us, and it attracts more and more of the intention of the seeding that we have just done. And then down into the foundation at the root center, where it is given the strength and the foundation and the sustenance to be sustained over and over and over again until it manifests and far beyond. And then finally, this energy, this shower of vibration, moves to unite and connect with the Earth Star Chakra, where in that process, this new vibration is brought upward to reside in the heart. So the combination of the soul star vibration in the wash and the energy and the groundedness and the power coming from the earth, they meet in the middle at the heart. And in a sphere of energy that keeps oscillating in vibration, we contain and we feed and we nurture our intentions, and we call that vibration forth. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So I hope you got some of that. All right. I don't know how I'm going to be able to sing the Soul Star song. So we're going to go down now to proclamations, and we're going to access some of these proclamations. And again, a proclamation is strictly a statement of great power and great substance that is calling forth the actual manifestation and anything unlike it to clear out of our lives and to clear out of our energy field. What's powerful about these particular proclamations we're using tonight is that they are seeding and reinforcing the vision and the sustenance of the soul star so that the clarity is regained in that, and that clarity then is showered down upon us and we have access to it. It gives us the remembrance and the reawakening of our not only our design, but what our purpose is and our intention. Let's go to the second one first. And let's just say these together. I gently and lovingly ask my soul to integrate with my physical body, my DNA, and all aspects of my being, so I may fulfill my journey in this life experience, so I may experience, grow, and evolve as one in peace, harmony, and joy, and so it is. This one is the bridge. It bridges between the heaven and the earth, if you will, from the soul star and the earth star chakra, and puts us in the center. We're asking for the integration of the soul and the physical, so that there's a complete awareness and the ability to use and to access the information and the skills and the tools that are accompanying that. Let's drop down to one below it. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I reach out to my creation and my human experience and command that the editor gene I hold within my being now be activated in its divine perfection to co-create with me according to my intent and plan, to edit the script of life according to my heart's desires into the one that will bring me joy in all areas of my soul experience. And so it is. All right, just let these integrate for a moment and take a breath. And on a count of three, speak your true name, first, middle, and last. One, two, three, Mark Stanton Welch. We are calling for the vibration to re-enter and to reawaken and to help us remember to put ourselves back together. That is what remembering is. Let's go to the next one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I take myself back to a point in time just prior to those events that have created these laws, judgments, thought forms, and conditions that have separated me from happiness and joy. I call forth from the Akashic record all records and memories of these events. I command that these be erased from the Akashic record and from the memory of universal consciousness. And so it is. And finally, let's do the next one. I transmute the illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection into the divine expression of creative love. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine perfection to be erased from universal consciousness. I replace the illusion with universal knowledge, allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of the divinity within. And so it is. Please know these are potent statements in terms of what they're claiming, they're accessing, they're demanding to happen and to show up. And let's go back to the top one there. This one actually has more to do with the actual Earth Star Chakra. I just forgot to bring it in. So let's go ahead and use this. And as we stand in this place of speaking this, become aware of your feet. Become aware of the Earth Star below as we speak this. From the divine love that flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to remain in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon the earth. I see those energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting with the earth in divine perfection, and so it is. This is a really important one in these times because there are a lot of people that are feeling overwhelmed and a lot of people who are feeling like they just don't know why they're even going through the motions anymore. And there are a lot of people who are choosing to leave the planet, some consciously, some unconsciously. A decision to remain consistent in the physical body is a powerful one. It tells the universe that I am powerful enough to be present in these changing times. And this is a critical element for anyone who has decided really to incarnate at this time. That was not a foolish choice. We are here for not only the learning, but the process to be able to support and to bring about the shift of energy that's occurring on such a dynamic stage. This is not just an earthly experience. It is multidimensional, and there is so much going on at this moment. So I just really underscore the importance of laying claim to our decision to stay present with it and just to know that what we're doing through these chakra clearings and all of this accessing these energies is to give ourselves the clarity, the strength, the balance, and the will to go ahead and stay present, knowing that the new energy and the new tools we're being given, the new insights, are enough to help us make the bridge, to cross the bridge between the place of limitation that we've been subscribing to for so long into the place of unlimited being. You know, I'm just saying, sometimes I say these things and I'm going, gosh, what new age drivel. But I'll tell you, as I speak them right now, I'm feeling them on a very deep level. I don't think it's drivel, but it's certainly, maybe even for the most part, it's just worth entertaining. Because what if it's true? What if all that's going on is actually bringing about a very, very greater clarity for us and a new experience of unlimited experience? Worst it could be is basically the same as what it was. So I guess that was some kind of a disclaimer. Let's go down to the very bottom of the page there. There's a statement that I'm starting to weave in each one of these experiences. And it's a statement that basically changes the rules of the game. It says, I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. So you see, I almost contradicted myself right there. It's so insidious how we believe certain things about ourselves. But to change the perspective to becoming a spiritual being, having the experience here as in a physical, and having this human experience, changes everything because it opens up all the parameters that being a spiritual being entails. It gives us the information, the access, the guidance, the camaraderie, the support, the ideas, the intuition, the tools, the capacities, the willingness to move forward, and to know that we are so supported in it. It changes everything. And it takes away, in a sense, in my experience, in my mind, the hopelessness, the doubt, the depression about the forms. Knowing that I am oh so much more really allows me to awaken all of these elements in myself that right now have been dormant. And this, again, is one of the big powerful lessons of these times, I believe, is that we are really just reawakening that which is inside of us. It's no longer seeking it outside and going to this and going to that and wishing and hoping and having somebody tell us. It's just reawakening to our own design. And if the universe indeed is clearing out the energies and the blockages and giving information like this to help us open up to that information that is contained within our being, hallelujah, and so be it. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's take a breath. This is work tonight. Man, thanks for sticking with me here, because I can only imagine what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm underwater half the time. But anyway, let's go back up to the middle of the page. We have a mantra there, the Om Namo Narayanaya. Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Or some pronounce it Om Namo Narayaneya. Om Namo Narayaneya. You trust your own guidance on that. Both have been effective. Both are useful. Let's look at what it says. Om is the name of Narayama, the flame of truth. This takes the sayer to sublime realms where spiritual questions are answered and great truths are revealed. So here's what I invite you to do with this particular mantra, is to use it. Subscribe to the process of using it and speaking it 108 times. Do it, and on the other side of the 108 times, ask for the guidance that you want. If it's indeed going to take me to the realms where spiritual questions are answered and truths are revealed, why not use it? Why not use it? Speaking the mantra itself is a relaxation and a peace-generating experience. On the other side of having spoken it, we can actually just be open for a period of time to see what kind of guidance drops in. Once again, all the work we're doing with chakras is opening and clearing any resistance we have to the information that is pouring in. This is why, and I'll say this again, I've said it on previous calls, sunlight is really important. There's information coming in on the sunbeams from the vibration that is coming in that's very important for our cells. But that doesn't mean you have to go out and be a sun worshiper. What it does invite us to do is, before 10 and after 3, spend some time getting direct sunlight. It is so critical to our own health and well-being. And I have research and I have information that says the incidence of skin cancer skyrocketed when the introduction of sunscreen and all of those things began to be so proliferated. I'm saying the wrong words because I'm just in a totally weird space. But you know what I'm saying? It wasn't until the chemical makeup of the sunscreen began to infiltrate and to cause a reaction on the skin. There's research that says this. Whether you believe it or not, it's worth looking into. But whether you even buy into that is irrelevant. But just get a little sunlight. Get a little sunlight. And that feeds the earth star chakra energy and the soul star chakra, and the other chakras are going to be looking at. It amplifies and works the vibration of those. It is not an accidental design that we are in this universe. So I'm just going to have to go ahead and do the soul star song. It's actually, I did it on the earlier call today where I wasn't sounding the way I am. So there's a really an opportunity to listen to it there, to use it. And again, the Soul Star song is designed to bring our awareness to the fact that that exists. It's easy to forget, but if we have a song of intention, it'll allow us to, oh yeah, that Soul Star, that Soul Star. And the more my awareness goes to it, the more it delivers the goods consciously to me. And the more it keeps feeding me the information necessary to make the next step on my soul purpose, life purpose pathway. And then finally, I have the invocation to Master Kuthumi, which was actually part of the crown chakra last time. But the song itself is inviting in the support of Kuthumi as an ascended master to help us to reveal to our awareness, our conscious self, the purpose of our experience here. So it's worth bringing that frequency in. And again, I sang it in the earlier one. And so you have access. So we are at 7:58, and we're going to go down to the bottom of the page, almost the bottom. We have one more affirmation. Actually, we have two there. So let's go ahead and speak these. But first, I want you to speak your name on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of my soul's purpose in this incarnation. I call forth the clear revelation of all information, desires, intentions, experiences, and lessons now. I stand in complete clarity, knowing my design plan, and call forth all energies, beings, situations, experiences, guides, and guidance to be easily accessible and understood. And so it is. Dang, let's quit living in limitation. That's all that's saying. And it put out the energy right now to clear those things. So I invite each of us to begin to be fully aware and fully awake and pay attention to the things start to show up in your life. They may be oh so subtle, or they may be oh so profound. Just notice what goes on. That is the key in my experience. The more I'm aware, the more I become aware of. And finally, we end with the affirmation, I am in all my energy bodies and in all dimensions, safe, protected, abundant, peaceful, and cared for. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. And like when we started, we used the Wani Wachiolo, which was the beautiful Lakota song that basically reminded us of our precious place here in the heart chakra between the heavens of Grandfather Sky and the beautiful earth of Grandmother Earth. And we dangle in between and we go, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka, Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Ketanka, Wakan Ketanka. And so it is, and so it is. Now, I have to be honest with you, if there's any part of you that felt that this may have been a waste of your time because of the sound of my voice and the difficulty of that, I totally understand. And if you'd like me to refund your money, I'd be happy to do that. Otherwise, the information is here. We've done the work. We've done intention here. And I really invite you and implore you to take advantage of the awareness of the Soul Star and the Earth Star and utilize these energies. Right now, the conduit that's coming up from the Earth Star that's cleansing each of the chakras from below and also maintaining their frequency, you can sever that awareness if you'd like, and it'll just keep doing its general work. Or you can maintain it and keep it going. And the Soul Star wash that is falling on us, it wouldn't be a bad idea to see that happening all the time. It's kind of sweet having that vibration come down upon us. So I wish you a very, very powerful weekend. Whatever is in store for this December 21st thing, it'll be interesting. And I also invite us to rejoin here on January 15th, where will be working, I believe, and unless it changes, we'll go back to the sacral chakra and the second chakra. And in these times where so many things have shifted in cleanse, it might be a good idea, and it is a good idea, to work that second chakra of any woundings and old memories and things that might still be lingering around that are trying to pull us back into old perspectives. So, may all your moments dance, and thank you so much for your participation tonight. Endless blessings and a Merry Christmas to all of you. And if you have any questions, I'll stay online for a few moments. Okay, I'm stopping the recording.